Attacks on Ukraine. Politico reported a wave of missiles and drones launched on Ukraine. The attack hit a blood transfusion center, prompting Zelensky to call the attack a war crime. He said, "This war crime alone says everything about Russian aggression. Beasts that destroy everything that simply allows to live. Defeating terrorists is a matter of honor for everyone who values life," Politico and Reuters. The Black Sea is becoming a front line in the war following Moscow's pulling out of the UN grain deal and bombardment of Ukraine's ports. A Russian tanker in the Black Sea faced a drone attack, with Kyiv delivering its strongest message to date that it is willing to target Moscow's all-important shipments of oil and fuel. This transition of the Black Sea to a new front of the war has implications for global energy and food security, Politico and Euractiv. Russia said that the attack against the tanker was a terrorist act that risked large-scale environmental disaster after the sea drone struck the fuel tanker, Euractiv. China's Ukraine peace talks. Representatives from China have joined leaders and representatives from over 40 countries in Jeddah, including the UK, South Africa, Poland, the United States, and the EU. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin said that China stands ready to work with the international community to continue to play a constructive role in seeking a political settlement of the Ukraine crisis. Politico and Euractiv. The meeting is part of a push by Ukraine to build support beyond the West, particularly reaching out to countries in the global South. At the conference, Zelensky said, "Different continents, different political approaches to world affairs. But all are united by the priority of international law," Reuters. China's decision to participate in the talks after declining to join earlier talks in Denmark could signal a potential shift in Beijing's approach to the war, according to analysts. However, analysts say that this does not signal a change in Beijing's support for Moscow, Reuters. Russian paratroopers wounded in Ukraine. In a rare admission of casualties, a Russian general said that over 8,500 Russian paratroopers have been wounded fighting in Ukraine. The message was posted by state-run broadcaster Zvezda but was later taken down from the website, Politico. Audit of Ukraine's military recruitment. After an audit of Ukraine's military recruitment centers revealed corruption in the system, Zelensky called out the revolting practices and pledged to fix the system. He said that the findings of the investigation would be released to the public, Euractiv. EU and Ukraine. The European Commission launched a study to better understand disinformation about the war in Ukraine to better fight the stories, Agence Europe. Author: Sophie Adam-Smith, media analyst, Promote Ukraine.